music and mental health. That's why we're here today. We want to talk about how music can be such a support tool when you're going through a rough time or even for the good times. I'm Nick Lippa here with Carl Schallhorn, who has a podcast, Mental Health Versus, that explores this topic. And we're looking to open that up to the rest of our listeners here at WBFO. We want to hear, what is your pandemic song? Because everybody's got one, right, Carl?
So many people that I talk to over time have said there's a particular song they listen to when they might be feeling down, or they listen to certain songs to lift their mood. But more importantly than anything, music is just universal. And the beauty is that when it comes to our mental health, music kind of transcends that in a way that it has a healing touch.
Yeah, the pandemic hit me hard, and music was a huge role for me.
With your experience, what was one of the songs that really helped you a lot during this time period?
I had a couple deaths hit me really quickly in. My aunt died unexpectedly, and it wasn't due to COVID, but it was in Virginia, so we couldn't really travel. My grandmother entered hospice, and she eventually passed, but COVID made it hard to see people who essentially were on their deathbed that were very close to me. And what a year to get into Jeff Rosen's stock. Yeah, he's this Beach Boys, ska, punk vibe. I came across this album titled Worry, and there's no track on the album called Worry, but there is one called While You're Alive. And as I was dealing with a lot of this death, when you're a ghost, sit around and talk about how they liked you the most. There's just this incredible chorus that Jeff Rosenstock has that just shouted out to me by the time you get to the end of this album. And I can't tell you, Carl, how much that hit me when I was getting a chance to see my grandmother a couple last times and having that chance to say goodbye, because I didn't have that chance with my grandfather. And this song, really being able to have that kind of almost existentialism within the album itself and come to that point where you get to the end of that song and he's saying, love is worry, love is worry. Sometimes you hear a phrase and you're just like, I get it, that's it. And I know for me that was it. And I know I really needed a song like this to help me through some of these tough times.
That's interesting that you say that, Nick, because I know how sometimes a specific lyric can really hit you in a way that no other can. And I don't know about you, but I know I attach certain songs to certain significant experiences in my life. I know when I had lost my dad, I would play jazz music for him while he was in his last days. I would put my phone right up next to his ear, and the last song, the last album he listened to that I was playing for him was John Coltrane's Coltrane Plays the Blues. And I never will forget watching his last breath while that music was playing. Such a profound, sacred moment. So I know for many people like yourself, Nick, you know, that kind of experience is really sacred.
You know, I really believe everybody has a soundtrack to their life, whether it's Coltrane or Rosenstock or somebody else. And I want everybody listening to know, while you're alive, because everybody loves you when you die, I want to hear how music, especially coming out of the pandemic, played a role in your story. And I look forward to hearing that.